Vampires Sucking Our Emotional Energy. That's the topic this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe. And for those that may not be familiar, just kind of focus in on what emotional energy vampires are.
Absolutely. You know, simply put, think about the person who drones on and on at you when you try to escape the conversation, or the person who it is all about them no matter what you have going on. You know, you take the long way around to the washroom at work so you don't have to engage with them. Or at a family gathering, you maybe pick the seat at the other end of the table so you don't have to be part of listening to them. You don't need to mention names, though. We'll just, unless you're at work, don't shout out names or anything.
Let's think about that person right now.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Emotional energy vampires. They're individuals who tend to drain the emotional energy from those around them, and they often exhibit these toxic or draining behaviors, constantly seeking attention and validation at the expense of others' well-being.
Oh, that sounds like quite a challenge, Dr. Julie's, but are there different types of maybe emotional energy vampires, or are they all the same?
Well, probably if we all thought of someone that tends to drain our energy, they'd be different. You're going to find several different types. So the narcissist, probably the one that we talk about most, maybe because they're most noticeable or memorable. The victim, so that's the person who, no matter the experience, they talk about someone else causing them problems, it's someone else's fault. The controller, and that's the person who just can't let go of things going exactly how they see it needs to go, and they could be doing irritating behaviors as well as just talking. So, and then you got the drama queen or king. They tend to make everything over the top. No matter what it is, it's either a catastrophe or it's highly dramatic. So these are a few, and each is going to have their own unique way of draining your energy.
Yeah, just after you were talking there, right?
You got to shake it off.
You got to shake it off. Where's Taylor Swift? Shake it off. How can someone recognize if they are in the presence of an emotional energy vampire? Just somebody continuously sucking the energy, the fun factor, I want to continue to live, out of you.
Well, you must have a really specific example.
Oh.
But it's very draining. So you have to look at how you feel around that person. So some people are better able to brush it off. Okay, so they might feel the behavior is irritating, but others, sounds like you, Sean, you tend to absorb it, and so it really takes your energy. So if you find yourself feeling exhausted, anxious, negative after these interactions, those are strong indicators. Remember, living or working with an energy vampire, it's bad for us. Like emotional exhaustion, that's closely related to being around an energy draining individual. Mm-hmm. It's known to cause higher levels of work-life conflict and reduced patience. So although you like tolerate the behavior from one person, you might have less patience for people that you actually enjoy being around. Emotional exhaustion, that's the central quality of burnout. So that relates to feelings of being emotionally overextended and depleted. So if you're working with the example, endless victim, you might find yourself emotionally drained by shouldering that person's problems all the time and then absorbing their stress.